The scene in Tennessee is looking more and more like Wisconsin these days. No one's sleeping in the state capitol yet, and Democrats have no plans to leave the state. But teachers there are fighting hard to protect their union rights. Over the weekend, thousands rallied in the rain to protest Republican-sponsored bills to limit collective bargaining. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer reports.
Draped in ponchos, hiding under golf umbrellas, and gripping soggy homemade signs, teachers like Jessica Holman of Knoxville are now springing to action.
I'm glad to see y'all here today in the rain because this doesn't scare us. We've done bus duty and worse than this.
Saturday, teachers descended on the state capitol. Many were bussed in by unions. The president of the National Education Association, Dennis Van Roekel, even made the trek.
We are here together. We are one, are we not? Yes, we are!
Marching to the state house, Van Roekel takes the lead. The NEA president has hopscotched the country as teachers and other public employees protect their collective bargaining rights from Republican lawmakers. In Tennessee, teachers are some of the only public employees with the legal authority to negotiate pay, benefits, and working conditions. Several bills in the legislature would diminish the union's role, including one that would strip collective bargaining altogether. And the justification isn't a budget shortfall. The sponsors say their proposals are meant to reform education.
They're union-busting bills, as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen a single one that has any impact at all on the quality of a child's education.
Sandy Smith is a special education teacher and a union board member. But the threat to collective bargaining also motivates non-union members, like Jennifer Casiello, an art teacher who isn't the union's biggest fan.
Unfortunately, my experience, things that I've seen, they're most active when they're protecting teachers that might not need protecting.
But the union does negotiate a contract on behalf of 52,000 Tennessee teachers, union member or not.
Now, if we lose that contract, what does that mean? What will get cut?
50,000 unemployed Tennesseans would love to have your job.
Alan Rader reads from his sign at a much smaller rally of Tea Party conservatives. They're assembled outside the state house, which sits on a hill overlooking the mass of teachers. Sharon Peeker of Chattanooga says unions create a conflict of interest. Tax money pays teachers, who pay dues, which then support, more often than not, Democratic candidates.
The people down there don't get that. They are, in the communist agenda, useful idiots.
2, 4, 6, 8, teachers should negotiate.
The message from teachers may be getting through to some Republicans who hold majorities in the Tennessee legislature. Over the past week, the Speaker of the State House, Beth Harwell, says she's not sure she wants to eliminate collective bargaining entirely.
I think there will be a few changes made to the bill.
Preserving the status quo would be a bigger win in Tennessee than in Midwestern states, says labor expert Dan Cornfield of Vanderbilt University. He says unions in this right-to-work state are used to hostility. Losing collective bargaining wouldn't be quite the shock it would be elsewhere.
That would only be reaffirming of a traditional weak labor movement in the South. If collective bargaining is retained in Tennessee, that would have a strong positive effect, I would think, nationally for the labor movement.
Right now, Cornfield says, unions can only play defense as a domino effect pushes more states to consider limits on collective bargaining. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.